The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. The text of our sermon today is Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Lord God, Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, the wonderful, glorious Easter festival has come. A day of rejoicing for the Church of Christ. Mournful passion hymns have given away to festive resurrection hymns. The sorrowful strains of stricken, smitten, and afflicted have died away, and the exultant notes of "I know that my Redeemer lives" has greeted our ears. The violet and black of our altar vestments, colours denoting mourning, have been superseded by white, the colour of greatest joy in the Christian Church. Our whole spirit has been elevated, our hearts made joyful, and our lips sing songs of praise. For it is Easter, the day of the resurrection of our Lord. We rejoice with the hymnist, "Christ the Lord is risen today. Sons of men and angels say, raise your joys and triumphs high. Sing ye heavens and earth reply. Vain the stone, the watch, the seal. Christ has burst the gates of hell. Death in vain forbids its rise. Christ has opened paradise." You have come here this Easter Sunday to worship the risen Lord. I stand here to bring an Easter message. And the message is very simple. The twofold command of the angel at the tomb. May the Lord bless our meditation. So firstly, the twofold command of the angel at the tomb. Come and see. Our text tells us of two women who came to the Saviour's tomb early on Easter morning. These two, and others not named, wanted to perform certain burial rites for the Saviour. Instead of finding the tomb sealed, as they expected, they became aware that the stone had been rolled away. An angel from heaven had performed the deed. His celestial appearance filled the hearts of the guards with fear and consternation. Our text says, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And when these women came to the grave, intent upon finding the body of their master, they were greeted by the voice of the angel. Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." What? Should they believe that? Had they not seen Jesus crucified? Had they not seen his cold and rigid body laid into that same tomb? Surely his body must be there. It could not be that he was gone. It was too much to believe. But the angel, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Come, see the place where the Lord lay." Come and see. That was the angel's command. The proof was there for the women. The angel of God stands ready to provide the women with a reason for believing that Jesus had risen from the dead. This is a message that the Easter festival brings to all the world. Come and see. The resurrection of Jesus Christ provides us with the infallible reason to believe all the doctrines of Holy Scripture. The believer, the doubter, the unbeliever, all are invited to come and see, to be convinced of the truth of Christianity. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the key to the divinity of Christ, to the truth of his doctrine, and to our very own resurrection on the last day. The Jew, the non-believer, the agnostic have always denied to Christ the attributes of God. Many in the Christian church today add their voice to denial of Christ's divinity. They may try to explain away the clear statements of the Bible concerning Christ's divinity, but they will be unsuccessful. Christ's resurrection is the stone wall against which their attacks will be futile. We read in Romans chapter 1, verse 4, that Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Christ's resurrection furnishes a compelling reason for believing in his divinity. Again, the resurrection of Christ gives us the perfect reason for believing the gospel. Those who assail the scriptures as a human book with human faults, those who deny the inspiration of the Bible, those who declare the Bible to be out of date, must all run afoul in view of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The fact that Christ's word, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up," became true when he rose victoriously from the grave, proves that anyone who questions the truth of any word of Jesus Christ or the Bible are wrong. The resurrection of Jesus Christ provides us with the firm foundation for our Christian faith, for believing in our redemption. Scoffers may mock at the doctrine of vicarious atonement. The self-righteous may sneer at even the need of an atonement. Even the true Christian may have hours when he doubts whether his salvation is really completed. But the resurrection of Christ furnishes indisputable evidence of the sufficiency of Christ's sacrifice. We read in Romans chapter 4, verse 25, that Jesus Christ was delivered for our offences and was raised again for our justification. And finally, the resurrection of Christ assures us of our own resurrection. Some people may doubt it and deny it if they will, but Jesus Christ says in John chapter 14, verse 19, "Because I live, you will live also." Likewise, Jesus says in John chapter 11, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." The hymnist wrote, "Jesus, my Redeemer, lives. I too unto life shall awaken. Endless life my Saviour gives." As the angel at the tomb said, "Come and see." So today, we are to say to the world, to all to whom we proclaim Jesus, "Come and see." In the resurrection of Christ, we show you the reason why you should believe what the Bible says and what Christianity professes as its faith. Now, secondly, the twofold command of the angel at the tomb, "Go and tell." The second command of the angel at the tomb is, "Go and tell." Yes, these belong together. Come and see and go and tell. As soon as the women at the tomb had learned of the resurrection of Christ, they had the obligation of telling others. The disciples must know, and the joyful news must be spread abroad. The command was no sooner given than obeyed. The women departed quickly. Fear was in their hearts, but joy was upon their lips. They ran to the disciples, eager to tell. And as they went to tell the glad tidings, the command to go and tell was repeated to them, this time by Jesus himself. Our text says, "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, 'Rejoice.' So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. The command to tell the news abroad was of immense importance, for it came not only from the lips of an angel, but also from the mouth of Jesus. The command, go and tell, is just as urgent upon us. We have something vital to tell. Many things that are trivial, unimportant, and even harmful are being told and preached and broadcast in every possible way. But we have something that is vital, important, and salutary for human souls. It is the gospel of Jesus, the glorious news of the suffering, death, and resurrection of the Redeemer. There is nothing the world needs more. The world is sinful, lost in sin. Human souls are hell-bound. There is nothing that man can do. The gospel of Christ is the only remedy and the sure remedy for the ills of mankind. We must go and tell. There must be personal mission work. Man must talk to man about sin and grace. How many opportunities for personal mission work we pass by. The worst thing the church knows is Christian silence. Our religion must be a housetop religion, as we read in Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetop. And we must tell others who are far away. We must send the news of the gospel into every part of our own country and into all the world. The command is written in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. How can anyone stand back and exhibit a lack of interest in mission work when the command has been given, go and tell? The hymnist wrote, He is risen, he is risen, tell it with a joyful voice. He has burst his 3 days' prison, let the whole wide world rejoice. Death is conquered, man is free, Christ has won the victory. The women in our text came and saw and believed. And believing, they went out to tell. And as they went to tell, they saw Jesus and held him and worshipped him. If we, believing in Christ, go and tell, we shall see Jesus in stronger and clearer faith, and in eternity shall see him as he is. For he says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. So let us close with the words of the hymnist. Christ the Lord is risen again. Christ has broken every chain. Hark the angels shout for joy, singing evermore on high, Alleluia. Now he bids us tell abroad how the lost may be restored, how the penitent forgiven, how we too may enter heaven. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.